latest advances for USDA in moving its proposed National Animal Identification System business plan forward come from both aspects of public comment and technological implementation.
This puts us right on track as far as adoption of those things.
Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Bruce Knight gets into specifics, including how NAIS is starting to dovetail into other segments of animal identification. I'm Rod Bing. And the NAIS business plan is the subject of this edition of Agriculture USA. So what has been happening lately with the proposed National Animal Identification System, USDA's method to assure 48-hour traceability in livestock in the event of an animal health outbreak? Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Bruce Knight says USDA has spent the last month reviewing feedback on the business plan connected to NAIS.
We've been asking for public comment on, are the goals correct? Can we really achieve 70% of the cow herd by 2009? Which of these goals can we do? We'll be sifting through all of the comments on that and finalizing that business plan.
And just after the closing of public comment in mid-April, USDA announced the start of implementation of a key component of its business plan.
Use of radio frequency tags is a key part of having an efficient animal ID system. In the case of cattle, most of those cattle are going to need to be tracked on an individual basis. While we've used visual tags for decades, radio frequency tags are going to be the state of the art in the future. We've shipped the first wave of tags associated with the bovine tuberculosis eradication efforts that are going on in California and in Minnesota, so we're actually putting those tags on the ground, putting them in the ears of the cattle, and starting to get good, meaningful experience using this technology.
Undersecretary Knight notes one reason for the use of RFID tags in the bovine tuberculosis control program is efficiency gain.
We're running those cows through the chute multiple times. That means that in the old way of doing things, you get somebody standing by the head gate, writing down numbers, things get transposed, mistakes are made. With this, you're able to wand those cattle. That information goes straight into an electronic database. It's a lot faster, safer for the cattle, actually safer for the chute operators as well.
And according to the undersecretary, more radio frequency ear tags are set to be implemented in 2008.
We'll be putting many of those tags out this year, working through the systems on the ID. We're expecting somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 to 10 million animals this year being fully in compliance with official ID systems. That number will continue to grow each and every year following that.
Keep in mind that USDA is technology neutral when it comes to technologies for use in the National Animal Identification System, as long as they are compliant with standards. So, for example, visual animal ID tags compliant with NAIS are part of this mix. So when Undersecretary Knight says radio frequency ID tags are the technology of the future for animal ID, he says that perspective comes not from USDA, but from the marketplace, which has the ultimate say on what technologies make up NAIS.
You see that already in how it is utilized in increasing the efficiency and management of the cow herd.
Of note is the 15-digit animal identification number and the first three digits of that number. Knight explains the significance of 840, the number associated with all identification of livestock originating from the United States.
There is a internationally recognized system of numbers. Each country has a number. All the numbers in that country start with that same number. In the case of the United States, every single animal with an official ID will start their first three numbers with 840. And so that's the official identifier that that animal is from the United States.
And the undersecretary adds that the 840 identifier comes into play as the U.S. prepares for country of origin labeling.
Because of COOL, there is going to be folks in the marketplace looking for, where does this animal come from? That animal doesn't need any more identification papers, doesn't need anything more than what is currently in that animal's ear. And so these first wave of adopters of National Animal ID System will also be at the front of the line with compliance under country of origin labeling.
But Undersecretary Knight is also quick to point out that even with these advances in the National Animal Identification System business plan and various aspects of animal ID, the real measure of success, whether this system will meet its goal of 48-hour traceability, is premise registration.
Individual producers registering their premise.
And as of mid-April,
we are between 458 and 459,000 premises. That's over 30% of the nation's farmers have already voluntarily registered their premise, and constantly encouraging producers to participate in animal ID. Make that first step.
This has been Agriculture USA. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.